I'm Madeline Brand in Los Angeles, and this is Day to Day. Americans love their coffee, and many are willing to pay a couple of dollars for a cup. But the coffee itself isn't expensive. World coffee prices have been falling for years. And a report out today from the World Bank says that's having a devastating effect on growers in developing countries. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Viglin. Tess, how bad is the situation for coffee growers?
Well, believe it or not, Madeline, despite the $2.95 or so that folks might have paid for their vanilla lattes this morning, coffee prices in the last couple of years have been the lowest in the last 100 years. And that's if you adjust for inflation. And that has a real impact on 20 to 25 million coffee farmers in developing countries like Nicaragua and Colombia and Brazil. These are very poor farmers who rely on coffee for their entire livelihoods.
Well, Tess, why are the prices so low?
Well, it's supply and demand, a bit of it, especially on the supply side. There's been a big increase in production in Vietnam and Brazil in recent years. And the coffee they're producing is also of a lower quality. But consumers apparently can't tell the difference, and that helps keep prices lower. But on top of that, the buyer side of the coffee industry has gone through a wave of consolidation. And that, of course, concentrates buying power, and so they're able to get better prices.
Can't tell the difference. I thought we were supposed to be coffee connoisseurs. We're certainly paying for it. Why are we paying such high prices?
Well, yeah, that's what I'm told, that overall consumers can't really tell the difference. You might know your Arabica from your Sumatra, but shades of quality, not so much. And part of that, according to the World Bank's Kevin Cleaver, is because of the way we drink coffee, the Starbuckization of coffee, if you will.
One of the things that you will notice is that they add a lot of other things other than coffee. Sweeteners, vanilla, a nice atmosphere with music, newspapers on the side. And a lot of the value in that coffee that you're drinking in a Starbucks really doesn't have much to do with the coffee bean itself.
And, of course, the coffee growers don't benefit from syrups and steamed milk and newspaper sales.
So any recommendations from the World Bank on how to solve this?
Yeah, the first thing they say is that farmers need to better organize themselves, especially in light of this new consolidation of buyers on the other side of the equation. And they need to find ways of differentiating their products, branding them really, like Starbucks does with its product. We saw several years ago with the Juan Valdez commercials for Colombian coffee. It's all about a marketing buzz, not just a caffeine buzz. And today in the Marketplace newsroom, we're looking at all these corporate crime prosecutions. Do they really send a message to Wall Street?
Tess Viglin of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio. Thanks, Tess.
Thank you, Madeline.